Hi everyone, welcome to the very first Paddock Pass Podcast note show of the season. It's delighted to be back in the media centre here in LaSalle International Circuit. How are you doing, Neil?
Very well, lads.
I don't know about you, but I'm slightly intimidated because we have a man on the show today who's twice as eloquent as you and I put together. Does that make him four times more eloquent than both of us? I'm not sure. But Gavin Emmett, a joy to have you talking to us.
It's a lovely intro for you to give me, Adam, and I know you don't mean it.
Gav, tell us how many years you've got in MotoGP now. It must be well out 24.
Well, this is my 24th season. I started pretty much the same time as you, just a little bit after you in Dorna when we were you were doing motocross and we were myself and Matt Roberts on MotoGP. So yeah, 24th season, and that's why we are sharing out the grey hairs between us.
Steady on, it's still an audio production, you know. Gav, so TNT Sports, and you know, there's been some rumours swirling around that, you know, you're not just going to be popping up in the UK and some other markets, but potentially North America as well, which is a big deal.
Yeah, it looks like that's all gone through now, and it'll be going out in the US, I believe. I don't know the full details. There's still press releases to come, so I hope I'm not going across any embargoes on things like that. But there'll be free-to-air access to it for the races, or MotoGP race it might be, and then the others can be found through Max, the new service that's being put together. So, yeah, it's exciting. But it's an exciting time for everyone. This day, the eve of the championship, I've been saying to a few writers and journalists today, I love this day. It's one of my favourite days of the year because everyone's got this positive outlook ahead of the year. And by tomorrow night, half the people will be wishing they hadn't even started the season. Hopefully not those who are listening in the USA anyway.
Yeah, just going back to the TV deal for a moment, I think it is a big deal because if a broadcaster or a crew were to come in completely fresh, completely new, it's a huge investment. This way, they're already picking up a hugely experienced crew in yourselves, and it should be like a bit of a seamless dip for people who are new to MotoGP in North America anyway, to know exactly what's going on and to get fully versed with the sport.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of experienced people who are involved in it. People who've raced in the States, like Neil Hodgson and Michael Laverty, and familiar faces I'll have seen, like Sylvain Guintoli, will be involved again this year, and Susie Perry fronting up the coverage, which I'm sure they've seen over the years. And they'll have heard my voice over the years working, like Neil, working from the Dorna World Feed when in the USA. So hopefully people tune in, listen in, and enjoy it. And we like Neil and like the Dorna World Feed, we're in it because we absolutely all love it. We're all fans, but we all like to entertain as well. It's, you know, it's about enjoyment, isn't it? Ultimately, it's what this whole business is about, is the entertainment industry. And so while we're all petrol heads and absolutely love the MotoGP, we also enjoy ourselves while we're talking about it.
Neil, he's far too happy. Whose idea was it to bring him on this podcast? I think I might have to take the blame for this.
Unlike my namesake, David. Yeah. I'm happy that we're racing and not testing anymore.
Do you still get mistaken often on Twitter for David Emmett?
Rarely. Okay. Mainly because I almost don't bother with it anymore,
because there was a time when you would be getting the sort of the hate for Dave, right?
There was never any hate for David. Only from my account.
Just the occasional jealousy.
Yeah.
How about you, Neil? I mean, being here in Qatar, are you feeling optimistic, happy?
Yeah, it's really
energized.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't go to either of the MotoGP tests in February.
Slacker.
Exactly. So yeah, it's really nice to be back and just sort of like seeing people again. As Gav said, everyone's super optimistic and upbeat today. And you kind of have a sense that a lot of exciting things are going to happen. So it's been fun kind of catching up with people and feeling that enthusiasm.
People are raring to go in one sense, but there are quite a few riders today in their media debriefs saying that they kind of need more time. They're almost tempering expectation. We'll talk about Marc Márquez in a moment because I thought he gave some really interesting viewpoints in the official press conference. But, you know, they're, like we said, there's a couple of riders that really still need to finalise setups, or they were having problems here at the Qatar test when it comes to chatter and whatever else, and still have question marks. Jorge Martin, chief among those. Is there anyone we should be concerned about, Neil, potentially, before, you know, things get serious tomorrow?
I wouldn't say concerned. I mean, there's a few concerns that I have over people from pre-season, but I don't think anything has kind of altered since then. I think one of the things maybe towards the end of pre-season that maybe concerned Jorge Martin or a couple of the other Ducati guys like Bastianini or Alex Marquez was this rear chatter issue that was a bit of an issue on the final night, I think. But Alex was telling us earlier that he feels that they've managed to identify what the cause was of that, and they're hoping that it will be eradicated. So, you know, that should hopefully work well for the Ducati guys that were experiencing that. And yeah, I think with some people, they were just trying to dampen expectations a little bit. Certainly Mark in the press conference, Pedro Acosta as well, because a lot of people are talking up their chances and asking them questions. Like someone asked Pedro, when are you going to beat Mark's record? Is it going to be possible to become the youngest ever winner? Understandable for these guys just to put the brakes on a little bit and try and quell that that rush or that swell of expectation.
They love to deflect. Riders love to deflect. They want to not never feel the pressure, do they, on themselves? And so if you can deflect at the start of the... Even Pecco was saying, you know, when we heard him in testing, I'm 100%, it was perfect pre-season. Even he was saying, it's still going to take a bit of time. It's still a new bike. And we have to always look back at history, and because it does give us an idea. These first few races of the season, anyone with new bikes, Mark Marquez says, in the past I've been developing a bike. Now I'm focused on myself and how I... Everyone who's got a new bike, your Pecco Bagnaia's, your factory riders, your Jorge Martins, they always are going to take a little bit of settling in period at the start of the season. It happens year on year, and it's always the early part of the season when, in theory, the satellite riders, the riders on the old packages, your Alex Marquez's, Fabio Di Gianantonio, for example, I know they've made a step forward in terms of package, but that bike's not changing as far as the year goes on. So this is time for them to strike at the start of the season. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes out in the wash later on over the start of the weekend. Pecco clearly starts as the favourite. Those chatter issues. And Bastianini was interesting because he said, like Alex Marquez, we think we've worked out what it was. But he said it got worse as the end of the race simulation. Well, you're not going to get in a race simulation until Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening here in Qatar. So it'll be interesting to see if it is something that was because of 3 days of bikes on, or 2 days of bikes on track here and temperatures and conditions, or if it is an issue that going forward might be something to think about.
It always amazes me how people like to read into these race simulations, as they say it, because I mean, it involves minimal overtaking, which is a key fundamental part of a race, and also everything that comes with that, with the misjudgments, tire pressure issues, everything else. I think there's only so much you can glean.
No pressure also.
Expectation or whatever else. I mean, slight sense of panic. I mean, these guys are hugely experienced, of course, but then there is still that competitive urge, or you know, whatever kind of extreme scenario they're in. But Gav, I mean, you're flat out all weekend from Friday covering the sessions. I guess that Thursday is a pretty useful day for you, just to listen to what riders have to say and to, you know, talk to people in the paddock, actually get some time to gauge, you know, what's going on around sort of the sport. Was there anything in the debriefs today that you heard and thought, oh, well, that's pretty interesting, or that could be a nice narrative that leads up into the first few races of the season at least?
Over the day there's been a few different bits. I'd said everyone was positive. Augusto Fernandez wasn't. He so talked about how his pre-season actually, I think, I can't remember what the word he was, it was almost like...
Disastrous.
Disastrous, that disaster.
Catch the rest of the Paddock Notes show from Qatar and podcasts from Friday and Saturday as well by joining us on patreon.com/paddockpasspodcast for only a few euros per month.